This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind, friends. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Hi, Todd. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Good. How are you?
Kevin's here. Kevin's got a new wheel. He's all fired up in there. He's been playing with that wheel all morning long, waiting to use that baby. It is the wheel of stupid. Yes, isn't that the name of it?
Oh, so
wheel of stupid.
Wheel of idiots.
Realize they made a wheel big enough to fit all that on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give that thing a little spin there. Let everybody know you have your stuff. Hey. Yeah.
Let's go. Let's see where it lands.
Yeah.
Does that completely cover all of Fargo Moorhead?
Hang on. Oh, Atlanta.
5 minutes away from here, John, is a country. It's called Canada. They guarantee health care to every man, woman, and child as a human right. They spend half of what we spend. And by the way, when you end up in a hospital in Canada, you come out with no bill at all. Healthcare is a human right, not a privilege. I believe that. I will fight for that.
The wheel of stupid works.
Yeah. Well, and you know, you only get the wheel of stupid when you. How do you spell human right anyway? I don't know. Is the H silent? Or what is the deal on the human right? Yeah. Okay. So ask somebody in Canada. When they have to wait for a little pain in the side of their gut, and then they go in and they're, oh, you've got a tumor the size of Toledo in here.
I hurt my jaw, but back towards the end, about years ago, it's an old injury, but I re-aggravated it, and I've got to go see a facial surgeon, a myofacial surgeon specialist, and in this country, I have to wait till September 8th. And I made the appointment back right before Memorial Day, and that's how it is now in America. That appointment would be 2 years out in Canada.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yep.
No.
They can't get doctors. They can't get nurses. Someone's going into that field.
The mainstream media narrative on last night's Democratic debate, which I am here to tell you, I took one for the team and I watched it for you. I did.
I'm sorry.
It happened. I know. Everybody else was out barbecuing ribeyes, and I was.
Sorry, you didn't need to take a day off today after that.
Watching the whole deal. Anyway, so I am taking that all in, and the media narrative is that it's a debate between the moderates and the progressives. I love how Democrats can sort of set the stage with their friends in the mainstream media. I can't find any moderates. I can't find any moderate policies. I don't know. I mean, it's to me, which flavor of socialism do you want? None of which is moderate. So that's why we thought we'd spin the wheel today, and maybe you can find something I was unable to find. And we're in search of moderate. Truth be told, the Democratic Party of John F. Kennedy would be welcome right now to be in the, you know, engaged in the debate so we can actually do some things. I think as the Congress is made up right now, and Ben Carson had some phenomenal comments earlier today in Baltimore. And he's the Secretary of Homeland, I'm sorry, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, the HUD Secretary. And he has some history in Baltimore and was talking about maybe in a little more diplomatic way than the president, about the challenges, the things that need to be taken care of, saying, you know, but he had to put a shine on it. He said, look, we're not North Korea. We're not Russia. We're not China, right? We still have a far better country than most places, but we got to deal with these problems. We got to do it together. You know, if you had JFK's Democratic Party working with the Ben Carson, Donald Trump Republicans, get it done, you'd get some stuff done. Instead, you have people that want to upend America as we know it. And you only need to listen to these debates to find out why. By the way, we found the Republican in New York. There is one. I had no idea. Did you guys know that there was a Republican in New York?
I did not.
There is. There is a New York State Assemblyman by the name of Mike Lipetri, something like that. He is actually today, they're announcing this right now. We can maybe pick up a piece of this, Kev. He's announcing right now that New York lawmakers are introducing a bill creating a felony charge for anyone who attacks police with water. Some common sense in New York. We found the Republican. He actually is bold enough in New York to say this stuff. What is he saying? Let's listen.
Together, we will do just that. Thank you. Now at this time, I'd like to introduce New York State Assemblyman Mike Riley. Assemblyman?
These guys are in New York City.
Thank you, Assemblyman Lipetri. Thank you, my fellow colleagues and my brothers and sisters in law enforcement. I stand before you today as a former member of the NYPD and now a representative in the state legislature. I served in that uniform. I was a police officer. I was a sergeant. And I was a lieutenant. And I can tell you, without a doubt, these men and women in uniform who step out there to protect our cities do it because they care. I understand the burden that lays upon their shoulders. Each time they strap on that vest, each time they put on that gun belt, and they proudly pin that shield to their shirt. It's uncalled for, this behavior that actually demoralizes our communities. And what Assemblyman Lipetri said, the rhetoric coming out of members who sit in the room right behind us and from the mayor's office. They all talk about due process when it's convenient for them,
yeah.
When it's a punchline. Their rhetoric that actually tells grand jurors who proudly served on a grand jury serving their civic duty that they failed. That's the problem. That's what led us to where we are today. Instead of them standing up and saying, let's see where the facts lead, let's see what's going on, let an investigation take its course, no, they throw out some one-liners in search of their next office.
That's it. It's all political.
Bingo.
It's a big game.
But bingo.
I love the fact that these guys are punching back and actually taking this stuff on. This is the Donald Trump inspiration in government. That you're not going to just take this, you're actually going to do something. So I think
who's going to be the one brave enough to come up and say, nah, that shouldn't be a felony, and then put their head on the chopping block?
Well, what Mayor de Blasio will probably say is just don't enforce it. You know, new law, that's great. We have new laws in North Dakota starting today, a few in Minnesota. In fact, in Minnesota, don't touch the phone or you're getting the ticket. You got to go totally hands-free in Minnesota today. That's a big one. That's everybody. Can't touch phone. How do they enforce that?
Well, texting and driving's been illegal for quite a while.
And I get that.
Hasn't stopped anybody from doing that. So,
I guess it's a little easier to see if you're actually holding the phone up.
Yeah.
So they got to be like looking at you. Sunday shopping is the big one that's new in North Dakota. So retail stores can open. This all starts tomorrow, by the way. Winter drivers, you can let your car run and not have the fear of a $20 fine for leaving the car running unattended, which has never been enforced ever. Also, if you're in a crash that results in at least $4,000 in damage, you're required to immediately report that. The threshold before was $1,000, so the threshold goes up from $1,000 to $4,000. Todd, this is one I've heard that you've done a few times, so you got to stop this now. When you're out on the boat at night making a lot of noise, between midnight and 5 a.m., and I have my decibel meter, and you are at 88 or above for more than 10 minutes, you're now going to get a $50 fine.
Does sleep apnea count in that? Or
I don't know.
What hour, I mean.
Those machines make some noise. I don't know. We're kind of wondering who's going to be on the end of the dock with a decibel meter.
Well,
you know,
there's always somebody. There's an app for that, I'm sure. So you never know now.
89. Oh, he's almost to 10 minutes. Oh, went to 87.
I'm going to call.
Start the 10 minutes over. Oh, my gosh. People possessing a small amount of marijuana will face lighter penalties. Those caught with less than half ounce of the drug will face an infraction, a maximum fine of $1,000. Marijuana possession is currently a Class B misdemeanor, which carries a maximum of 30 days in jail.
You realize there's somebody listening right now that thinks a lighter penalty is a penalty for having a lighter.
No. Yeah, less of a penalty, sorry. $1,500 fine is what it used to be. So, the corporate farming law has changed a little bit, too, because you can now have a second cousins. So it's expanded the requirements that shareholders or members be related to each other to include second cousins. So a tiny change, and one that I think makes some sense. So just a couple of things that will impact you there. We have some more news on the, opinion discussion on the angry young men continuing to be America's greatest threat that we talked about yesterday. I promised we'd get to some of that today on the program. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is going to join us a little later on in the show. So stay tuned for all of that coming up on the program. Tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. Lots of time for you today. I am absolutely thrilled that there's a Republican in New York. What, two maybe? Former NYPD and one
maybe
other
not
one?
For long. You never know.
Yeah. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Give us a ring.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Two more calls and another letter about selling our minerals. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I heard those guys at Mineral Tracker help mineral owners get the best deal. We should get a hold of them. Our neighbor Joe got double what his letters had offered with Mineral Tracker's help.
Received offers for your minerals? Stop. Don't do anything until you talk to the Mineral Tracker guys. They know the industry. They'll get you a better deal. Go to mineraltracker.com or call 833-842-2924. 833-842-2924.
August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park, there's going to be a celebration three-day party called Thrive Fest North. Human trafficking is a big issue, and if we really were able to see that ugly underside of our society, we would be shocked at how much of it is going on. We need to be aware. We need to rise up and say, no, this is not what we're going to be about, and do our part to try to limit this the best we can, and that's what the Thrive Fest is all about.
We believe in the impact and power of God at work in people's life through Jesus Christ. And so we believe Thrive Fest is the vehicle that can bring that to this entire region, not just Fargo, but the entire region. And so we're looking forward to bringing all these guest artists in who have a solid testimony and having a great impact for people who either are Christians or are not. We'd love for them all to come out and see what we're doing.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What's in your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com, although if you pop onto SchwannCadillac.com, you'll be able to see the new XT6 that Motor Trend says out escalades the Escalade. Find out why at SchwannCadillac.com.
And a reminder, folks, that we are kicking off an opportunity for you to say thanks to people in your community that are doing good, that are embodying that Be the Buffalo spirit. Our friends at Oasis Petroleum are all about the buffalo. Go into the storm. And they know there's a lot of North Dakotans that have that Be the Buffalo spirit, so tell us about one so we can add them to the list of honorees we'll be honoring in the coming months with the one and only Be the Buffalo Award from Oasis Petroleum. Here's what you can do. Call us 24-7 855-200-1776. Somebody asked for us to repeat the boat noise ordinance during the break, so here's the scoop. Boaters on a nighttime cruise will face a $50 fine if their watercraft is too loud. The new law will prohibit boats from producing noises in excess of 88 decibels for more than 10 minutes between midnight and 5 a.m. The noise level must be measured from the shoreline. What are you going to float out and bust them right next to them? It's over. It's got to be from the shoreline. A lot of that's just a vintage government regulation right there, isn't it? Who is going to be on the end of their dock with a decibel meter and a stopwatch?
There's an app for those things these days.
Oh, I hope so.
In the old days, it's like, really? But now it's not so far-fetched. But that said, if you're going to be out there at like 1 in the morning doing that, get life.
All right, time to spin the wheel one more time, see if we can find a moderate at last night's Democratic debate. The national media, the fake news frauds, like to tell you, oh, this was a debate between the progressives and the moderates, and the moderates are trying to bring the progressives back over to this side so they actually can get elected. There's no such thing as a moderate in the Democratic Party. You vote for Nancy Pelosi for Speaker, you're not a moderate. Anyway, we'll see if we can find one. Spin the wheel, see what we come up with.
Here we go.
When David Duke ran for Congress, whoever ran for governor, the Republican Party 20 years ago ran away from him. Today, they are supporting naked racism in the White House, or at best silent about it. And if you are watching this at home, and you are a Republican member of Congress, consider the fact that when the sun sets on your career, and they are writing your story, of all the good and bad things you did in your life, the thing you will be remembered is whether in this moment with this president you found the courage to stand up to him or you continue to put party over country.
Oh, please. I mean, is that preachy or what? I mean, again, if you play the race card, you're not a moderate. You're just trolling for votes. The idea that, what did he say, naked racism in the White House? Is that what he said? Was it naked racism? I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
What is naked racism?
Ribble.
Somebody help me. No moderate.
Is that
there.
When somebody
Steve.
Undressed who's African American runs through the white? No, I got that wrong, don't I?
I hope so. Steve in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Yes, Scott, I got to take you and Todd to task. You messed up yesterday.
How so?
You had somebody tell you that when they outlawed guns in Australia, the suicide rate dropped 60%.
I don't remember exactly that particular conversation. I thought we were mocking the fact that somebody claimed that in Australia, but I could be wrong.
What he was claiming is that the suicide rate dropped 60%. The gun suicide rate dropped 60%. That didn't mean the total suicide rate dropped that much.
There's a cute little way with stats, right? So your point is somebody that is intent on killing themselves, if there's less access to a gun, they're going to find another way.
Yes.
Yeah, I would say the same thing about somebody that wants to harm a bunch of people. I mean, we've had people that have been mowed down by cars, right, in high profile incidents, New York City and Virginia, where that statue was. There's other ways to sadly do this. I think it's more about what's in their mind and their brain and their heart rather than the weapon they choose. I would agree with that.
And the other thing about it is guns are illegal in Australia, but still 40% there were still people committing suicide with guns when guns are illegal. Yeah. The other status there's point just to give you that in America we have approximately 200 million guns owned by private citizens. And if guns were really the problem, we'd have a lot more people dying in gun violence.
That's a good point. Good point, Steve. All good good thoughts. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Dave, and never be afraid to correct something you hear that you don't believe is correct. We welcome that, too. I don't remember that particular incident, but I think we're on the same page. Dave and Rolla, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what you're going to get if Bernie Sanders gets elected president? The very first Rose Garden press conference, he's going to stand up there, look at them all, use that big scowly face, and yell, "All you people, get the hell off my lawn!" Isn't that what he looks like?
Yeah.
I look at him. That's the first thing I thought when I saw him talking was, he looks like an old fart screaming at kids, "Get the hell off my lawn!"
He really does, doesn't he? Even when he's trying to look happy, he looks like that.
And don't trip over the speakers when you're leaving. All right, don't mess up my sprinkler
heads. All right, I'll keep listening. Bye.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate that very much.
He does.
You remind me of an incident this morning that Ben Carson was talking about. So Ben Carson was in Baltimore dealing with some issues related to housing and urban development. He's a secretary in the president's cabinet, okay? And the press were waiting for him to come out of a meeting at a church to interview him. And the press gathered on the church lawn, and somebody from the church came out and said, "Get off the lawn! Get out of here! I don't want you anywhere. You're on church property. Leave!" And even Ben Carson's like, you know, here we are trying to have a conversation about how we're using these programs of the federal government to help people, and the church says, "Get lost." He used it as a point to say, we can't continue to be this much at odds with each other, is what he was saying. Beverly and Beach, what's on your mind today?
Good morning. This socialized medicine thing, I'm against it. When we lived in, my husband was stationed in Germany years back. We lived on the economy, and then last year I taught school, and our librarian was a German lady, and she needed a hip replacement. And when we came back home, it was 10 years later, we heard from Annalisa, and she finally got her hip replacement. It broke, and she had to crawl all the way back to her apartment to get help.
So, after getting the surgery, you're saying?
No, it took 10 years for her to get the surgery.
Oh, unbelievable. I thought you were saying she got it finally, and then there were complications. She had to have it again, but
no,
I hear you.
No, it took 10 years.
Unbelievable. Exactly right. You think that's better, Bernie Sanders? Come on. And if it is better, please tell me if you've had better health care in Canada. More
this is Carol Juven at Juven Tours, inviting you to join us on South Pacific Wanderers Tour in Australia and New Zealand, February 11 through 25. 14 days to explore some of the most exciting sights in Australia and New Zealand. Yes, they do speak English. This is an all-inclusive tour from Fargo or your home city airport. Call me at 800-343-0093, toll-free.
And Carol, let's welcome everyone along to Branson for six big Christmas shows, October 31st through November 5th. $989 per person based on double occupancy. Call Juven Tours and Travel. Let's make some memories.
For information on these tours and others, call me at 1-800-343-0093 and I will send you out brochures immediately. Juven Tours, welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At last night's Democratic debate in Detroit, as 10 of the many candidates were on stage, progressives Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders were faced with having to defend their Medicare for All plans, as moderates were suggesting that they not make such sweeping campaign promises if they want to defeat President Trump in 2020. Meanwhile, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg looked at things this way.
It is time to stop worrying about what the Republicans will say. Look, yeah. If it's true that if we embrace a far-left agenda, they're going to say we're a bunch of crazy socialists. If we embrace a conservative agenda, you know what they're going to do? They're going to say we're a bunch of crazy socialists. So let's just stand up for the right policy.
Another 10 Democrats, including frontrunner Joe Biden, will be on that same stage tonight. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To be able to offer this MyPillow deal, best we've ever offered you in the way of a deal, where you get the two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98, $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. That's why it's kind of fun. It's a heck of a deal. Call them at 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. Use the promo code SCOTT, and you'll get the famous Mike Lindell invention, the best pillow ever. No pillow better for a great night's sleep. No more tossing and turning. It adjusts to you. All kinds of fill levels, which ensure you get the exact pillow you need to get the best sleep. It's made right here in the USA. Great gift, too. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. Check that out, okay? And we're going to get back to the calls in just a moment here. I also want to tell you about some things happening in Tioga. One of our favorite places, home of our Bakken flagship, KTGO. Booming to the Bakken right now. They have the drone camp for kids. They have Freedom Fest. They have Farm Festival coming up a little later on this year. Pumpkin Fest, too. Downtown's transforming, brand new community center with a new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. This is a stat that really amazed me. The average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year in Tioga, supporting nearly 140 area businesses, new businesses and industries, lots of active community groups, local education with technology, drone, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success into the 21st century. Find out more at TiogaND.org. TiogaND.org. Okay, Greg is on the road and wants to chat. We're going to get Greg in here. I think we need to spin the wheel again, though, one more time. We are spinning the wheel just to give you highlights from last night's Democratic debate in case you missed it. The media is playing this up as a battle between progressives and moderates. I can't find any moderates. So we're spinning the wheel just to see randomly if we can find something that's moderate. Go ahead and roll it.
I mean, Wheel of Stupid!
I have had it with the racist attacks. I have had it with the president that says one thing on TV that has your back, and then you get home and you see those charges for prescription drugs and cable and college. You're going to hear a lot of promises up here. But I'm going to tell you this. Yes, I have bold ideas, but they are grounded in reality.
What kind of reality would that be? Yeah. She was getting some shots because, you know, she got all these plans and people are saying there's just no way, that's not reality, can't do it. It's like fantasy land. It's hard to believe. Greg's on the road. Go ahead, Greg. You're on. What's on your mind?
Good morning, gentlemen. I had the disturbing chance to watch the debate last night. I've been in employee benefits as an employee benefit consultant for the last 27 years. I'm from Bismarck originally, and I just moved back to the real world, Sioux Falls, in December of this past year. And what these men and women just completely don't understand is the problem that is plaguing our healthcare system today. And it's not that people don't have access to healthcare. Because if you have Medicaid, you have health care. If you have Medicare, you have health care. You work for an employer, chances are you have health care. The issue we have is that most people are in a high deductible health plan today that might have a deductible of $4,000 or up. And then typically along with that, you'll have a health care spending account, which allows you to put money into that account pre-tax that you use to fund that deductible. The issue is that a lot of people, or most people, don't fund that HSA. And so when you do have something that occurs outside of your preventative health care, now you're into that deductible and you don't have the money to pay that deductible. So, you know, that's the problem. And so the rest of these guys that are talking about, you know, Medicare for all and all this other crazy stuff that, you know, isn't going to work, they just simply don't understand the problem we have today. And there's a couple of fixes that could be put in place. And there's also a significant tax break that employers receive by providing health care. So if you take that away, you're going to really hurt corporate America. So all those people on stage have no clue as to what's going on. Bernie Sanders being the primary kind of person who's living in a fantasy world.
I can't remember who it was. It might have been Bullock from Montana, would have been closest to being a moderate when he chastised Bernie to say, you got 190 million people that get their insurance right now from their employer. You've got unions who have negotiated deals for better health care at the expense of a lower salary, and now you're going to tell them you've got a better plan? You know, so that was mildly interesting, but that's sort of what you're talking about here, right? I mean, the problem, if there's a problem, is, you know, that there are people that are uninsured, and a large percentage of those, I don't know what percentage, but a fair percentage of those choose not to have health insurance, right? They're playing a little Russian roulette with their health care.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the problem, right? I mean, that's the ones that impact everybody else. Why go after the whole shooting match?
Yeah, and that's the secondary issue, right? Is that we have plenty of Americans who choose to drive the new car, to have the pontoon boat and the ATVs and all the rest of the stuff, and they choose not to have the health care. So that's the other issue. So. So if you were to factor that in, there could be a very slim minority of Americans that typically just don't have health care, because they wouldn't have access to it. But you can buy health care on your own. Anybody can. And we've got a prescription drug problem too. So we've got these specialty drugs now for hepatitis C that are willy-nilly being given out by doctors that, cost, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. So there's so many problems that exist that are in part being driven by, you know, pharmaceuticals to an extent. But you guys were also talking about the fact that we have a lack of qualified nurses and doctors in America today. And if I were graduating today from medical school, would I want to be a primary care physician? Hell no. I would want to be a specialist. Primary care physicians, in large part, don't make more than maybe $150,000, and they're saddled with so many student loan, you know, big student loan debt. That's obviously a real problem. I do have a funny Bernie story, if you guys have a second, want to hear it.
Yeah, and I also want to test out my theory on the real problem in healthcare that we don't ever seem to talk about. You know, it's we dance around on you know, whether government-run healthcare is better or. You know, somewhere in between, where the solution in my mind is somewhere different. But you tell me your Bernie story, and then I'll tell you mine.
All right. So I was, again, lived in Manhattan and worked in Manhattan for the last 20 years. I'm on the train from New York City down to D.C., and I'm in the on the Estella, so I'm in the business class section. And I'm getting off the train, and there's all this hubbub, and lo and behold, maybe four rows in front of me is Bernie Sanders. And I see all these people coming up to him, these young kids telling them, oh, you know, I voted for you, blah, 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 blah. And I was just kind of getting a kick out of that. So long story short, I'm walking off the train into the train station. There's somebody begging for money. I said, listen, I don't have any money, but you see the old guy with gray hair behind me? He's got a lot of it. and you should ask him for money, because I guarantee with a bunch of people around Bernie, if that guy asked Bernie for money and Bernie said no, I guarantee you he must have given him something. So that's my interaction.
You should have got your phone out like everybody else. Say, you know, I mean,
that's
the deal now. You got to record. I just saw a clip this morning of somebody taking a big, they had a bottle of water and threw the water at the law enforcement officer in New York City while he was holding his phone. Of course, that's the new trick.
Right.
So glad they're doing what they're doing. Okay, quick theory, since you have some time in the benefits area, is not the problem in healthcare the cost of healthcare, and is not the root cause of the cost of healthcare the way we insure people? So if I go in to a doctor, that doctor's worried about being sued. You know, at the back of his mind, he wants to make sure he hears everything, he properly diagnoses me, and administers every possible test so that somebody can't come back to him and say, hey, you know, the guy came in with a pain in his side and you didn't do this test, so therefore you're culpable or whatever. And I, of course, want every test because I'm insured, it doesn't cost me any more, I've got insurance, yeah, come on. Whereas if we owned our health care and we actually, knew what the true cost of healthcare was, we could be like we are on everything else. You buy a new car, you buy a boat, you buy a house, you buy TV. You know, you shop around, you're checking consumer reports, you're getting the best deal, you're smart about how you buy. You aren't. It's the opposite in healthcare. That, to me, is the big problem. Right or wrong?
Yes and no. I mean, that's certainly part of the problem. When you talk about your regular CAT scans, your MRIs, and other tests—they're costly, but that's not a huge cost of healthcare. You know, the huge cost of healthcare comes into scenarios where you have cancer, whatever it might be. So that the utilization factor isn't the biggest cost of healthcare. And I've again done this for 27 years. I worked for the largest insurance brokerage firm in the world in Manhattan, and so each group, if you're fully insured, you're looked at your utilization is looked at on an individual basis, right? And so depending on how the plan runs, that's going to set your rate. And so if you have a lot of premature births, things like that, that's what's going to raise the cost of the premium, not so much just that you've done an exorbitant amount of tests. That really doesn't have a huge effect on the cost of healthcare. So what we as insurance consultants or brokers try to do with the employers is to get the employees to understand that they now, because they're in high deductible health plans, they now need to act as a consumer. And so should you have your test at the hospital or should you go somewhere else? Obviously, we know in North Dakota, Sanford Health has kind of taken over just about everything, which I don't see as a terribly positive thing. It's not horribly negative either, but it's not terribly positive. But there's also something called the minimum loss ratio that I think nobody seems to understand or realize it is in existence. And so, and I work for the largest healthcare company in the world, United Healthcare. And so, if you as a insurer, if you make over a certain amount of money on an account, and the loss ratio is 85%. And so, if you make over a certain amount of profit on an account, that money has to come back to the client. So, these employers are there to make a profit, of course. But they're not there to gouge, and legally they can't gouge clients because of the minimum loss ratio law that's in effect.
Fascinating conversation, and really appreciate the fact you called in, Greg. And this debate isn't going anywhere, but I'm with you.
Nope.
The proposals that are coming from the left are downright scary because I think we end up as a Canada with less than ideal health care. So.
If anyone thinks the government can fix something, they're out of their damn mind.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly right. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks,
appreciate
gentlemen.
It very much. You bet. Good to talk to you. 800-228-0550 for your take. We'll continue after a short timeout on What's On Your Mind.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
What's it like to live the good life? life in Watford City? We're asking. Pat Ferrinelli tells us.
For my wife and I, in particular, we have grown up camping for just lots of years. The one thing that we really like about McKenzie County, Watford City, is that we've got Roosevelt Park, the north unit, just 14 miles south of us. And so we spend quite a bit of time there. Just in the community itself, they've done a tremendous job of creating paths out there. And we like to take our dogs for a walk, and it just feels like home to us.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
On your mind, 11 before the top of the hour. Brought to you in part today by our friends at McKenzie Minerals. If you don't yet have their app, there's really no reason not to. If you have mineral rights, it is a wealth of information. And they have a free option, so you can try it. There's a paid option at $99.95 that comes with a wealth of information about how your wells should be performing in the future so you can track things. It's really good. And if you're being bombarded right now by offers to buy your minerals, as a lot of people are, before you do anything, talk to the guys at Mineral Tracker because they can help. They know the market. They know the industry. They've consistently been able to get mineral owners a higher price than the original offer. So don't take that first offer. Say, hey, I got to talk to Jeff. I got to talk to Joel. We'll get back to you. 833-842-2924. One more time. 833-842-2924. MineralTracker.com. Texter says, after hearing the debates, my choice for president will be Bernie or Elizabeth. I wonder if they're going to come up on the wheel here. We'll play the... We'll spin the wheel again here in a minute. We're trying to find out if there's anybody moderate there, because the media keeps telling us it must be a debate between the moderates and the progressives, right? That's what they say. So we'll find out. Anyway, I continue with the text. Will their policies bankrupt the USA? Probably, but I don't care. So this texter watches the debate, says his choice will be Bernie or Elizabeth, agrees they'll probably bankrupt the USA, but doesn't care. Goes on to say, when I see greedy, successful people drive Corvettes while I am at home watching a 10-inch screen and eating gruel three times a day, then I say, let there be maximum government control for everything.
Gruel? Wow. Where do you get gruel? I can't even get that high in the food chain.
That way of thinking is among the scariest things anybody can have as a thought, because if you want a Corvette, you can have a Corvette.
Turn off the 10-inch screen.
Go out there and...
So is that a tablet or is that an old black and white? What is that?
Do something you're really, really good at. Todd's a little concerned about the 10-inch screen and the gruel. He's back. I'm more concerned about the way of thinking. You know, that's the great thing about the United States of America. That's why people right now are risking life and limb to come here illegally. Come here en masse, because they see this as a country that has the opportunity they don't have where they live. And yet you're sitting there watching a TV, eating gruel, feeling sorry for yourself because somebody has something nicer than you do. You're never going to get anywhere if you spend your day bitter about somebody having something you don't.
We do have better gruel here, though.
You can't even have a serious conversation with Todd. He's just the gruel in the TV. He's consumed with it.
Well, it's an honest question.
Oh, my God.
If you tell a millennial a 10-inch picture, they're thinking a tablet. If you're telling somebody our age or older a 10-inch picture, we're thinking a little black and white with rabbit ears.
My first job, I lived in the kitchen dinette area with a little curtain drawn across it, and mac and cheese and tuna fish. And the mac and cheese,
10-inch TV. That was the gruel. Did you have a 10-inch TV then?
We didn't even have that. It was a crappy old big console TV, but mac and cheese, bachelor hot dish, 4 days a week.
There you go.
You know, making nothing, but worked hard, kept working hard.
Python sketch. We had it rough.
I can guarantee you this listener, this texter, has a sad future, unless the attitude changes. That's a prime example where that attitude will get you.
Yeah, wrong way to go through life, right?
Nowhere. Greg in Mandan has a question. Greg, what's your question?
Oh, AOC. I wonder what kind of vehicle she drives. She wants a Green Deal. I bet she drives a gas guzzler, not an electric car.
Every time I've seen her in news footage, she's hopping into a big old SUV.
So she's a fake on Green Deal then.
Yeah,
I think she'd be running around D.C. on her Segway.
Yep, or a horse.
Ah, there you go. Oh, no, they can't have that. They produce gases. And
How does she get Minneapolis to D.C., you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a good question. Chris is on the road, and Chris wants to talk about a 10-inch TV screen. Don't get Todd going again, Chris. What's on your mind?
I don't know, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. Best thing about this country is our liberties. That texture is free to leave the country. It sounds like Venezuela might be more to his aptitude, so he can go search through garbage and search for food instead of watching his 10-inch screen at home and give him something to do. I'll hang up and let you reply. Thank you.
I hear you, Chris. If you have an attitude like that, then you ought to head somewhere else. Was it gruel or drool, somebody wants to know? Ramen, college days. See, he brought back some memories there.
There you go.
Yeah. That guy sounds worthless to society and wants a handout. He didn't like the fact that people drive Corvettes.
I would bet you money he's under 20, or that person is under 25 years old or younger.
When I see greedy, successful people drive Corvettes while I'm at home watching a 10-inch screen... So how are they greedy? because they're successful?
Yeah, right?
I mean, why wouldn't you want to emulate their success? Why wouldn't you want to say, hey, I can do that too?
Well, luckily you're up against a break so we can stop and have some gruel and come back with a new perspective.
I'll go cook the ramen.
I'm going to turn on my 10-inch TV and be bitter the whole break.
It's time for the Medora Minute. We're on with Justin Fisk with Medora. I love the musical theme, Justin. Be legendary.
We always celebrate the legend of Theodore Roosevelt at the Medora Musical, and this year we do it in a fun, new way. We include his charge at San Juan Hill in a really different way that people are loving, but we also are celebrating some legends of the Badlands that people are less familiar with. Some of the legendary ladies of the Badlands and the North Dakota Six-Pack, some legendary rodeo cowboys from North Dakota celebrated in the Medora Musical this year.
Tell me about the legendary ladies.
We tell the story of some of the hardy women of the Badlands that really helped build this place, folks that raised large families while ranching, numerous heads of cattle, the first teacher in Medora, and really just some of the people that you don't get to hear about a lot.
Explore it, adore it, Medora. Justin, we will chat soon.
Fully from the Badlands.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.